All right, this is your boy Brian Samples with the infamous, outstanding, brilliant, musically multifaceted Brooke Alford here at GSU. Just came from a marvelous performance, and I'm with her right now. I got the pleasure to have 3 minutes of her time. And my first question to you, Miss Alford, Brooke Alford, what is your music story, if you can explain pretty briefly?
My music story. Well, I believe that music chose me from the beginning. My mom is a musician, professional musician, so therefore I was always around music even before I was born. And I started on piano and just fell in love with the violin later on in my childhood and just haven't left it since. I mean, music is just an extension of me. It's like, I almost forget that I play a violin. It just is there, and it's like I'm just speaking through my violin. Hence my name, Viosocalist.
Viosocalist.
Yeah.
Put the soul in the violin. That's what's up. Okay, on to the next. What's the most important thing you've learned in music so far?
The most important thing I've learned in music is to listen and to let go. Those are, well, two things.
That's beautiful. You hear that? Y'all better listen, all right? What are the three most important things that a young person or young musician should learn?
Never give up. And even on those days when you hate practicing, just do it.
Just do it.
Pay off.
Like Nike. Can you hit me with two more? That's one.
And just to be encouraged. I mean, it's not an easy road. You know, studying an instrument, it takes a lot of discipline. Yes, but no, you're not alone. We've been down that hard road of, oh my gosh, I got to be in a practice room for 4 hours by myself. But it all pays off, and you fall in love with it, and you'll love it. And you got to do it. If you don't love it, get out of it. But if you love it, stick with it.
That's what's up. Can I pull one more from your soul?
Oh, goodness. I thought that was three. Okay. And, let's see. To share music from your heart and mean it, not just randomness, but to share music from your heart and to love what you do and let other people experience the love.
That's what's up. That's the beauty of music. Brooke is speaking straight from the soul. Who are your music role models and why, if you can name a few?
My music role models, I would have to say, first, well, my earlier one was Regina Carter on violin.
You said Brian Samples? Oh, Regina Carter. I'm sorry.
But I do look up to a lot of various artists. It's hard to just name, but I love a lot of the popular artists like Alicia Keys, and I really admire Beyonce because of her confidence and just stage presence. But there's so many artists I could name, but I get my inspiration from various places, various genres too.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. I noticed that you named females. That's impressive because a lot of times people ask me, and or even other musicians I've asked this question to, and the usual answer is male related.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's beautiful and very, I see it in you, Regina Carter, Alicia Keys, you know, I see them all manifesting through you. And okay, what do you think students or young musicians are lacking most relative in music making or appreciation?
Just understanding what they're listening to. A lot of people shy away from instrumental music, particularly because it is a little more complex than your average pop song with like three chords. But just that whole understanding, once people gain that understanding of instrumental music, I think they'll learn to appreciate it more and to want to listen to it.
That's what's up. Because
they know what's going on.
That's beautiful. I appreciate you so much, Brooke. And I want to leave the students who are listening to this right now with maybe a song that you recommend every student should know, every young musician.
Every young musician, jazz or just in general?
In general. It can be jazz, general. It doesn't matter.
That's a hard one. You do these finger questions. Wow, every song or everybody should know. That's hard.
I personally enjoy Lovely Day just because of the message.
Exactly.
And the way you leave off with it, like everybody have a lovely day. That, when I hear the song, it just takes me back to
exactly.
When
that one can reach massive. Lovely Day.
Thank you so much, Brooke Alford. This has been Brian Samples and the Lovely.
Brooke.
Bye, you're so cool. All right, check out. All right.